with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden's student loan debt redistribution scheme hits another judicial snag.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri have blocked parts of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan that provides a faster path to cancellation and lower monthly payments for millions of borrowers. The judges' rulings issued Monday say the U.S. Department of Education cannot help borrowers ease their loan repayment burdens going forward under a rule set to go into effect July 1st. The decisions do not cancel assistance already provided to borrowers. Keith Peters reporting.
A plea deal with the Department of Justice expected to result in freedom at long last for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He got into hot water for online publication of classified U.S. military documents. He's out of a U.K. prison now, expected to go home to Australia. Also at SRNNews.com, a Chinese lunar probe is returned home, bringing rock and soil samples back to Earth from the mysterious far side of the moon.
The probe landed in northern China, in the Inner Mongolian region. In a televised news conference after the landing, the director of China's National Space Administration said, "I now declare that the Chang'e 6 lunar exploration mission achieved complete success." Chinese scientists anticipate the return samples will include 2.5 million year old volcanic rock and other material that scientists hope will answer questions about geographic differences on the moon's two sides. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy describes gun violence as an urgent public health crisis, issuing an advisory endorsing a range of gun control measures and demanding the, quote, collective commitment of the nation to stop gun violence. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 41 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws closer. According to AP VoteCast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020, and the former president is hoping they turn out in even higher numbers this time around. This is SRN News. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert facing voters in today's GOP primary after abandoning a tough race to run in a more Republican-friendly district.
Boebert has amassed conservative clout across the country. Boebert said she made the switch to ensure another Republican could win her old district, which she nearly lost in 2022, and she blamed outside groups for targeting her. In this Tuesday primary, Colorado voters will get their say. The ones in her new district will weigh her candidacy against more traditional GOP rivals. Those include former state Senator Jerry Sonnenberg, current state representatives Mike Lynch and Richard Holford, and parental rights advocate Deborah Flora. Whoever wins that Republican primary is expected to claim the seat in the heavily conservative 4th District, which overwhelmingly backed former President Donald Trump in 2020. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden remains behind closed doors at Camp David, deep in debate prep. Former President Trump is prepping as well while he is on the campaign trail. More details, SRNNews.com.